The origins of April Fool's Day, or All Fool's Day, are unclear. While there are several believable theories, it seems that choosing one as fact would be, well, foolish. Many ancient cultures celebrated the new year on or around the 1st of April, which closely follows the vernal equinox. In mid-1500s France, the Julian calendar was replaced with the Gregorian calendar that made the beginning of the year January 1st. Apparently, many people ignored the change or didn't hear about it due to the lack of technologies such as community radio in the 16th century. These poor souls became the subject of ridicule by those in the know for celebrating New Year's Day 3 months late, or was it 9 months early? Means of harassment might include being sent on fool's errands for things that did not exist or tricked into believing falsehoods. With time, this became a tradition that spread across Europe and eventually the world. However, since April Fool's Day was already well established prior to England's adoption of the new calendar in 1752, this theory may be a ruse in the very spirit of All Fool's Day. For ages, spring has been a time of joy after a long winter, for the obvious reasons, but one must take care not to be fooled by the fickle weather. The Romans had Hilaria on March 25th that celebrated the first day of the year that is longer than the night. The Hindus have Huli after the full moon in March, where everyone chases each other around throwing brightly colored powder and water on each other. Purim, the most festive of Jewish holidays, is a time for prizes, costumes, and noisemakers. I guess we've all been guilty of purely and wholly hilarious behavior under the influence of spring fever at one time or another. Boston University professor Joseph Boskin offered this explanation in 1983. During Constantine's rule, a court jester told the Roman emperor that he could do a better job of running the empire. Amused, Constantine made the jester king for one day. The jester's first act was to declare the day as one of absurdity. Professor Boskin stated, "In a way, it was a very serious day. In those times, fools were really wise men. It was the role of jesters to put things in perspective with humor." The Associated Press released a story that was subsequently picked up and ran by many newspapers. It took the AP a few weeks to discover that Boskin had fabricated the whole thing. Court jesters may or may not have been wise men, but Professor Boskin was most certainly a wiseacre. It's called April Fish in France, where children will tape a picture of a fish to a schoolmate's back. In Scotland, it's 2 days of pranks, the second of which is called Taily Day, and is devoted to the backside. The kick me sign can be traced to these customs. Iranians play jokes on each other on April 3rd, the 13th day of the Persian calendar. Sizdah Beder literally translates to outdoor 13. It is believed that people should go out on this day so as to escape the unlucky number 13. Here's some examples of history's greatest fakes, frauds, and pranks. In 14th century France, an amazing linen surface thought to be the cloth that Jesus was wrapped in when he was placed in his tomb. An artist fessed up to painting an image of Christ on it, and Pope Clement VII even proclaimed it a mere representation of Christ. This was soon forgotten, and in 1988, three independent laboratories conducted radiocarbon dating tests to determine that the Shroud of Turin originated around 1260 to 1390 A.D. In 1869, a 10-foot petrified man was discovered in New York. The find was thought by many to prove the Genesis verse, "There were giants on the earth in those days." So many people lined up and paid their 2 bits to view the curiosity that P.T. Barnum attempted to buy it. When Barnum's offer was refused, he created a copy and declared the original a fake, which of course it was. Barnum's giant eventually drew more gawkers than the first. This led to the quote, "There's a sucker born every minute." A partner in the original petrified giant scam uttered these wise words. P.T. Barnum stole that too. In 1971, a tribe of primitive cave-dwelling people were found living in the Philippine rainforest. They were hunters and gatherers and used crude stone tools. A National Geographic TV special aired the next year, but further study was hindered when martial law was declared in 1974. When Ferdinand Marcos was overthrown 12 years later, the Tassiti people were discovered to be quite modern, and in fact claimed they had been paid to act more primitive. It is said that the best lies are based in truth, and people are most likely to believe that which they want most to be true. Be that as it may, nothing is more credible to the masses than the media, even on April 1st. April 1st, 1957, a BBC TV news program reports that due to a mild winter and absence of the spaghetti weevil, Switzerland is enjoying a bumper spaghetti crop. Footage is shown of spaghetti strands being harvested from the trees, and in the end there is a gathering to feast on the fresh-picked homegrown spaghetti. The BBC gets hundreds of inquiries regarding spaghetti trees and how to grow one after the show. Their answer? Place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. BBC television strikes again in 1965. They announce the trial of new technology permitting the transmission of odor to viewers. They are soon inundated with calls reporting the success of the trial. TV license fees fund public broadcast of Dutch television. It is announced that the government can now detect unlicensed TVs through the use of a new technology. It is further reported that wrapping an offended set in tinfoil will thwart detection. Tinfoil is sold out throughout the nation within a couple of hours. A British astronomer tells BBC Two listeners in 1976 that the alignment of two planets at 9:47 a.m. will cause an upward gravitational pull and make people lighter. He continues by telling them that if they jump in the air at that exact time, they can experience a strange floating sensation. Dozens of listeners call in to report feeling the sensation. Seattle, April 1st, 1989. The Space Needle collapses in a windstorm. Local TV show Almost Live runs a fake news broadcast to cover the catastrophe. PC Computing Magazine publishes an article in 1994 about Senate Bill 040194 that would make it a crime to use the internet while intoxicated. The problem is the information superhighway. Congress apparently thinks being drunk on a highway is bad no matter what kind of highway it is. April 1st, 1996. A full-page ad in the New York Times announces that Taco Bell has purchased the Liberty Bell and renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell. Taco Bell hopes this move will inspire other corporations to follow suit and help reduce the nation's debt. Some are aghast, and others are offended. Still others take it further. A White House spokesman says that the government has also made plans to sell the Lincoln Memorial to the Ford Motor Company, which will call it the Lincoln Ford Memorial. More fast food tomfoolery occurs on April 1, 1998, when Burger King unveils its new left-handed Whopper in USA Today. The new Whopper has its condiments rotated 180 degrees to reduce ingredients from spilling out of the right side of the burger. Thousands of southpaws and thrill seekers request the new burger, while some specifically ask for the right-handed one. KFOG, KFOG FM in San Francisco, is under new corporate ownership and has switched to a new format, the best 15 seconds of every song. It is leaked to the press in 2000 that the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals are plotting to dump tranquilizers into Lake Palestine, causing the fish to sleep during the Red Man Cowboy Division fishing tournament. Park rangers are sent to protect the waters. In 2002, a British supermarket advertises the successful development, through genetic modification, of a whistling carrot. The new veggie has air holes that whistle like a teapot when boiled to perfection. The granddaddy of all April's Fool Day pranks has got to be, for us at least, when in 1974 the people of Sitka, Alaska, looked up at the long, dormant volcano known as Mount Edgecumbe and witnessed thick black smoke pouring out of it, signaling that the sleeping giant had roared back to life. Luckily for the residents of mid-70s Sitka, it wasn't Mother Nature, nor was it an act of God, but rather the handiwork of a local character named Porky Bicker, who had flown hundreds of tires up to the crater and set them ablaze. An environmental hazard? Sure. Funny? Hilarious. So have a little fun this April Fool's Day, but please, don't hurt anybody, and don't leave any piles of burnt rubber high atop snowy peaks. And bear in mind that there are rules and consequences to shenanigans. For instance, according to superstition, pranks and jokes performed after noon on April 1st will allegedly bring the perpetrator bad luck, as will being ill-humored if a trick is played on you. By the way, a frillophobia is the fear of April Fool's Day. Evidently, you can just make this stuff up.